present Anthony Head reading Francis Durbridge's Paul Temple, East of Algiers.
It was a glorious early afternoon as I sipped my cocktail at a pavement table outside Fouquet's in the Champs-Élysées. I was ordering a second martini when a taxi drew up in front of me. I recognized the long, slim leg that felt its way down to the pavement, but I was unable to see its owner because of the mass of parcels and boxes which he was trying to maneuver through the narrow door.
"Darling, could you pay my fare, please? I haven't a sou on me."
It was my wife, Steve, who had evidently picked up a companion on her shopping trip.
"This is Judy Wincott," she announced. "She's going to join us for a drink. She's been very kind. I would never have found the kind of shoes I wanted if she hadn't told me about Chico's."
"You know Paris well, Miss Wincott?" I asked.
"Not as well as I should like to," she replied,
with a slight but unmistakable American intonation in her rather high voice.
"I come over 2 or 3 times a year with my father. He's an antique dealer, Benjamin Wincott, he's called. He travels all over the world. In fact, we've only just made a little hop over to Tunis to buy a collection of rare amber pendants. Mrs. Temple tells me you're planning to go there yourselves in a day or two."
"We may go there after we've had a look at Algiers," I admitted. The waiter arrived with the drinks I'd ordered.
"I certainly had a good time in Tunis," Judy Wincott continued. "Talk about champagne! I wonder if you'll meet a boy I got to know quite well. His name's..."